Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
What do you say we let some people, like, clinging to some tiny little modicum of fame, let them talk about it on the air? Like, if you're like you're the guy. I was the big gulp guy in high school.
Big gulp guy?
I don't know if I want to hear details.
Oh, no.
What made you the big gulp guy?
So I was sort of I was actually the anti big gulp guy.
Okay.
Wait, at my school, were you guys allowed to go off campus for food?
Yes. Yeah.
But only when you were a senior?
No, we could do it whenever.
Yeah, unless we got in trouble, then they shut down everybody.
Because that's the way most schools are right now. They're like, they've shut the sophomores and freshmen out, but like seniors with good behavior get to leave the campus.
Yeah.
So all the seniors would go to the 7-Eleven that was super close to school. They'd get the French bread pizza, microwave that, and the big gulp. And they'd come back like, ugh! Like they're all cool. We'll have to eat the regular school lunch. So I would walk down the hallway. I was so little, so slight, it wasn't worth kicking my butt for what I'm about to tell you. I would walk down the hallway with my pencil and go, puh, up on the bottom
brilliant.
Of people's big gulps. Because they're walking in with like, you know what it is? It's the Starbucks kids now. I see it on my kids' campuses. You know, it's like some kids got their frappuccino. It's like,
Starbucks.
Yeah. I had a muffin with it as well. And these little crap heads are walking around with their big gulps. So I would like poke the bottom of the big gulp. It immediately begins leaking out. So they either have to like hold it.
Yep.
Or throw it away.
I love you for that.
I was the big gulp kid.
Big gulp.
That's what I was known for. They see me coming. You see people like moving their big gulps, running the other way.
Here comes big gulp kid.
Big gulp kid. And it's not what you think. It's not a positive.
Still of all the pencil.
It's Wait.
Oh
what?
My God.
Wait.
You're not entirely
give
off the
me time
mind.
To process that.
I like how you agreed it. Right
oh
away.
My God, I did it first.
Yikes.
So we got thinking about this because this woman she's going to be known forever as the woman who skydove. Is it skydived or skydove?
That's a good question.
No.
The skydive. You know what it is?
She went skydiving.
Right.
Nice.
But I need to do the past. Okay. I get down in the weeds on things like this because I hear like news reports where they go, he pleaded not guilty. I'm like, didn't he pled? He pled not guilty. But I think pleaded is the way you're supposed to say it.
It is pleaded,
so then she skydived.
Skydove-ed.
Skydove-ed. She swimmed?
She swam.
Is anyone still listening?
So let's keep
not
going.
Even
you know what we're known for?
Yeah.
Anyway, she went skydiving
there
for the first time at 102 years of age.
Good for her.
Wow. Good for her.
Wow.
She survived like World War II. She's done like plagues, famines, pestilence, depressions.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Why would you?
Well, she's at the end of her life. I mean,
right. So if
check
she,
it off the bucket list. Whatever.
Yeah, she lived a full life.
She did.
But she's fragile, don't you think?
Probably.
So you're jumping out of a plane, her little bones could just like shatter and be like floating out there in the...
Yeah.
She knows the risk.
Okay. Well, she's known for that.
She is.
I'm big gulp guy. We have some other things. We want to know... If you went to my school and I poked your big gulp, I'm really sorry.
That'd be Skyline.
No, you're not.
Skyline. In retrospect, I truly am. But it was so flippin' funny.
That is cool.
I just thought, and I would also, I'm also log roll guy.
Log
I can't
roll
believe
guy.
This is all coming back to me. Like, so there was a, you guys probably wouldn't know about it in most high schools, but there was a ramp that went down into the band area. So we like, instead of being stairs, it was like a ramp so we could carry our like tubas and the heavy instruments and whatever.
Sexy, yeah.
So
yeah.
If that hallway was full enough with students and I noticed it, I would literally at the top lay down and log roll and just essentially just mow humanity
bowling
down.
Pins,
yes, it was hilarious.
Everybody.
People are jumping up on railings
Oboes
trying to.
Oh yeah, bass bassoons
oh, just
are flying.
Spats and big Q-tip hats just flying everywhere.
You were the worst.
But it was funny. People laughed.
To the band nerds, yeah. I'm log roll guy.
Yeah, that's me. All right, so we want to know what you were known for or what you are known for.
Nice.
303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. What are you?
Hard to beat. Log roll.
It really is.
And
can't
golf.
Follow that.
Come
big
on, man.
Kid,
you golf. Had to be known as the drug dealer or something.
Were
you known as the guy?
What are they, cartel?
No, I mean, like you had to be known as the guy who could get stuff.
Right.
I got a guy who knows the guy.
Right. Steve's the guy.
Because I was accepted in all the cliques.
That's what you were.
I was kind of. I'll give you that. Yeah.
You were universal joint. And I don't mean joint like joint, but like you're the guy.
Yeah, because I
did every clique.
Yeah, so if he needed, I could probably. Yeah, I was that guy, and I was also.
We need to score some weed. Call the universal guy. Look, I'm not trying to be. I was accepted by all tribes as well.
See.
But not for the same, like you were accepted. I think they all disliked me the same. Tribe sort of was like, this is a log roll, big gulp guy. And they had the same, nobody wanted to, they all just agreed to not kill me. Sort of. Is that?
That's,
it's me. But you were beloved, actually welcome because you were a great pitcher.
I was that. And I also, I hold the record at my hometown Pizza Hut for eating 16 pieces and a bite. That's still the record of 16 pieces.
That's what
pizza.
You're known for?
Yeah, pizza.
So if we go into, is that Minot?
No, that's a Wahpeton.
Wahpeton. Yeah. So we roll into Wahpeton.
Yes,
is there a picture
Rich
of you?
Lore, yes. People
aren't you the guy
still
who at
about.
The Pizza Hut shoved a fly under each piece of pepperoni?
You remember that?
Ew.
And
yes.
Gave it to who? Who'd you give that to?
There was a table full of D-bag dudes that were just, and so I knew the cook in the back, and so all these dead flies from the window, he put them underneath their pepperonis, and then they served them, and they never noticed it.
Ew!
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Are you known for anything weird, Amber?
I don't think so.
You're known for sleeping with a dude with the brand on him. I don't know why I keep bringing things like that up. I just want...
Brand sleeper guy.
Okay.
Do you want to explain? Can I just say
it
this?
It was my... The funny thing is,
he ended up, so I don't remember, it was like
it
a week
ago. Didn't happen in high school. It happened later in life. He's my most recent ex, okay?
I know, but I made it sound on the show.
Yes.
Like
right.
Amber was known for being like a screen door in a hurricane. And that's not.
You know? Well, the funny thing is,
true.
I got so mad at you. And TX's like, yeah, at least let her earn the Scarlet Letter. I'm like, yeah, I want to earn it if you're going to call me that.
Right. My bad. So Amber's not actually known.
No.
For being a tramp.
But
this has been exceptionally
I'm pro ho. So if you are,
she's just got her training wheels on.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been enlightening. You think he was in a call?
This is fun.
All right. What are you known for? So we're going to talk to Candy. If you're not familiar with the show, Candy's the name that if you don't want anybody to know who you are, you can change your name to Candy and we'll give you Voice Disguiser. This is actually somebody named Candy.
Oh.
So Candy.
Yes, yay, guys.
Yay.
What are you known for?
Okay, so I had the lead in the school musical in my high school.
Okay.
And it was called Funky Winter Beans.
Funky Winter Beans?
Okay.
It's actually a comic strip that's big back east.
Okay.
And so what was funny is that I had to pretend to cry on stage while I sang, and everybody was rude. And they all gave me all kinds of hell. So as soon as the lights went off, I flipped the whole school off.
All right.
Yeah.
So you became known as the bird girl?
Well, no, actually, they actually call me by my first and last name. I'm the Candy. You know?
Wow. Ah. All right. Thank you, Candy. June.
Yay.
What are you known for?
So, in college once, friends of mine and I were, food shopping. And so we decided to take this cart And then they zip tied me in it and started pushing me around campus. And I started wrecking things with myself in the cart. And so everybody knew me as the shopping cart girl.
That's fun.
That's not something you want to be known for.
Well, yeah.
And the whole skull and bones.
Sounds
is
like
you...
you're homeless.
Right.
Your dad paid how much in tuition so you can be what?
Right. Not working at Goldman Sachs or anything. You're just right. The zip tie girl. How long did that last? The full 4 years? I guess you weren't in college for that long, probably.
We didn't do it again, but the name lasted forever.
No. Yeah.
Classy. Thank you for the call, June. Trisha.
Yai.
Yai.
What are you known for?
Apparently, back in high school, I was super shy. So I found out from somebody who worked with my husband, like 20 years later, everybody called me Silent Bob because I only spoke when it was important.
Oh, that's
so you were known for it and you didn't even know it? You had a nickname? And
you didn't
to hang out with, ended up working with my husband and told him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I know her. We called her Silent Bob.
Oh, wow.
But he stayed with you.
That's true.
Wow. That's kind of sad. Thank you for the call, Trisha. Doug.
Yai.
What are you known for?
I am known for being barefoot and loving it.
Ugh. Ooh. You're one of those people?
I went barefoot everywhere. I went barefoot to class. I went barefoot to the restaurants.
What?
I even went barefoot in a chemistry lab.
What? They let you? Are they allowed?
I can get down with a foot. I don't have the foot fetish, but I'm okay with feet, but that's nasty.
Agreed.
Like, you're just walking
around.
The
reason that feet smell is when you stuff them in shoes and socks.
It's not about smell, dude. You're walking around in chem lab like hydrochloric acid can fall on you. You're walking around in the parking lot in the band room, and it's just like we're all nasty human beings.
Uh-huh. It's like, gross and
yeah,
dangerous.
My foot leather is thick.
Wow.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.